know, I've been practicing law almost 42 years, and the instances where associate judges have not been reappointed have been demonstrable controversial situations, a judge engaging in criminal wrongdoing or things like that. Now, the circuit judges appoint the associate judges. The circuit judges are elected, then they appoint the associate judges. The circuit judges have 6-year terms, the associate judges have 4-year terms. So there's a supervisory relationship between the circuit judges and the associate judges. So we in the public, and even we lawyers who appear in court, are not always privy to what's going on administratively, you know, within the system. And we're left to speculate, I suppose, whenever an associate judge is not reappointed. And I don't think that's fair to the associate judges or this particular one in question to speculate at all.
So Judge Claus was appointed by the Sixth Circuit judges as answers to them. So he's done at this point, right? He is no longer, he doesn't go back to being some other judge. He is no longer a judge.
That's correct. As of the 1st of July, that position would be declared vacant. And then applicants for that position would apply.
And now you've appeared before Judge Claus in court. You've lived and worked here in town for a long time. You've seen the media coverage and things.
I've been practicing law for 42 years, but I also happen to be on the faculty. So now I'm sort of a part-time lawyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to be a full-time lawyer, but now I'm a part-time lawyer.
Well, what have you observed of Judge Claus? Have you seen any red flags?
I see nothing negative about Judge Claus. I've appeared in front of him numerous times. And so ethical rules prohibit lawyers from critiquing or criticizing judges. I'm just not going to go there. There obviously is something. There was public controversy. You could see it in the newspapers where citizens would be writing in support of Judge Claus and citizens would be writing as opposed to Judge Claus. That's a well-known fact. How that played out with the circuit judges, I would have no way of knowing.
Does this raise any concerns for you about the people's trust in the system as a whole?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that the system's in good hands. People should have confidence in the circuit judges who are elected and answerable to the people, that they make decisions that are administrative and are personnel related, and they do it for the best reasons and for the best interests of all of us in the justice system.
We do know now that a process will begin going forward. So what happens next?
Well, what happens is effective the 1st of July, Chief Judge Flannel will post a notice of vacancy for an associate circuit judge position in Champaign County. And anyone who's qualified, that would be a lawyer licensed to practice law, can apply for that position. There'll be an application. The applications will be reviewed, there'll be interviews, and then all the circuit judges will meet, and they'll have a vote, and they'll select another associate circuit judge. My best estimate would be September. It probably would be when the process would be completed.